This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, we try on this program to connect the dots, to give context to the seemingly random happenings in this economy. And that today takes us to the oil and gas markets and the observation that the price of a gallon of gas today in this country at just over $3 per is a whole dollar more expensive than it was a year ago. And if you've got long delayed vacation plans, what should you be paying attention to, do you wonder? Vaccinations, yes, of course. Variants of the virus, of course, also. The wider economic recovery, for sure. Also, though, Iran. Yes, Iran, because an ultra-conservative, critical of the West, won the presidency there this weekend. And that, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, could stall the return of much-needed Iranian crude to the world market.
Going into Iran's election last week, talks between Tehran's current government and the Biden administration were moving toward a deal to patch up differences, revive the nuclear accord, and let Iran export oil again. But with the newly elected president, Ibrahim Raisi, and his allies?
They're very skeptical of U.S. intentions.
Sarah Vakshuri heads the energy firm SVB Energy International. Since Friday's election, the price of crude has risen $3 to about $75 a barrel.
Traders are having lower expectations for Iran oil.
Meantime, other OPEC members and Russia are keeping supplies tight, all as world demand is red hot. Analyst Christopher Page at Rystad Energy says mobility is back.
Driving, flying, and starting to go back to the office. And so that combination will lead to a pretty robust recovery in the United States and in Europe and in other markets of the world.
Now, this being the oil market, there is always debate, and some think Iran still wants a deal. Specifically, the Iranian supreme religious leader, says Halima Croft at RBC Capital Markets.
I think he's very desperate for sanctions relief. I mean, these are very, very tough sanctions after the U.S. withdrew from the agreement in 2018 under the Trump administration.
Whether Iran's oil returns to the world and when is a wild card in energy markets, so says Tom Kloza at the Oil Price Information Service. But as best he can tell, the price of crude will continue to rise, much like other commodities like copper and grains.
It's looking more and more likely that the third quarter of this year is going to see some spectacular appreciation in crude oil prices.
He thinks drivers this fall could pay the highest prices at the pump in 9 years. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.